You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back as we wrap up the first hour here on a Call Your Shot Friday. Updating the news from earlier, Kaywan Williams is out for this game with a concussion. That means that Pierre Desir will start outside and Pierre Desir will be the third corner. Let me rephrase that. But when they go into nickel situations, which is the majority of the time, Tremont Williams is going to be the one who moves into the slot. Pierre and Joe Hayden will be on the outsides, which means in three receiver sets, Pierre, I don't know if they're going to have Hayden follow around Amari Cooper. If they do.
Is he really that status yet?
We'll find out. Jimmy Smith tried to follow him for the Ravens, and he torched Jimmy Smith, who's a pretty good corner. So I don't know if that's going to be the plan. My point is, if he follows him, that means it's going to be in nickel situations, which is pretty much the base offense, by the way, for the Raiders. So that's going to be pretty much the base defense for the Browns in this game. That means Amari Cooper would be on Joe Hayden if he follows him, and that Pierre Desir would get Michael Crabtree.
Okay.
The strange thing about it is you end up in the slot then, when you're looking at this matchup for our team against theirs, in the slot, the man who caught the game-winning touchdown for them, number 10, Seth Roberts, is their third receiver right now. That's who would probably be matched up on Tremont. I don't know if that's a waste of Tremont, given how good he's played. He's Pro Football Focus's top corner for week number two. He's been the best corner, really best secondary player on the team so far through 2 weeks. So interesting. I think you're going to see them go more nickel now to try to even get those matchups. I think Pierre's got to be ready. I think they're going to come at Pierre pretty good, especially if Hayden doesn't follow.
Right. If I had an opportunity or a chance to choose, I would prefer to not have Hayden follow. Where does Hayden play his best football? You know, is it on the right side? Is it on the left side? Line him up there, because then it goes back to another team determining how we play. Let's not, you know, be reactive. Even though I know defense is a reactive side of the football, but let's let them figure it out. You know what I mean? Let Derek Carr, with our pass rush and the duress that he's going to hopefully throw from under all day long, find Crabtree on Desir, Cooper on Desir, you know, which to me, he's not a starter, but when given an opportunity, showed out very well last year.
Yes, against Kelvin Benjamin. Yes, absolutely.
So
I'm not worried. You know, I'm not worried.
Right, make them find the matchup, you know, instead of going, let me identify pre-snap everywhere Pierre Desir is. No.
Come at him.
Hayden's left, Desir right, Tremont Williams in a slot. Whatever. Let's go. That's all I like. Because that fits the mentality of playing like a Brown. That fits the, hey, this is us. Bring it. Bring your best.
I think it's going to be an interesting matchup if it is Joe and Amari Cooper, because Amari Cooper's more Antonio Brown than he is A.J. Green. And that's the kind of receiver that Joe's had a little bit.
But Michael Crabtree is an older version of that same guy.
Similar, yeah. You know, not as much speed, though.
Not as quick. But
crafty.
I mean, very
good
crafty,
route
good route runner. You know, 15 yards and in, he's very, very good. But taking the ball down the field, not so much a threat. So
right.
Do you essentially waste him? You know, you waste Joe Hayden if he's on, you know, Michael Crabtree.
I like Desir on Crabtree as well. I think it's going to be interesting to see. Again, that's going to be the big matchup here. Their pass game, the Browns' pass defense, although, of course, you do need to stop the run, stop
100%.
Latavius Murray.
Yes.
All right, Dino, get in here. Let's do a little higher or lower.
Now, right. Clarify for us, Mr. Dino.
Okay, so when we play
higher or lower
here on Browns Daily, when I say higher, that means closer to number one.
All right.
When I say lower, that means closer to the bottom, closer to number 32. We all
you
clear?
You got it, bud. We're all clear.
Right. Yes.
Thank you.
Because
better
I
than
am
Gibbs.
BTG.
Bet you, the BTG.
BTG.
Hashtag BTG.
Found out another dynamite drop-in to add to my dynamite drop-in is that the reason that band was named Ezra is it was the first initial of each of the four band members.
So oh, really?
Think of all the things that had to come together for Better Than Ezra to actually become Better Than Ezra. If all of a sudden one of that guy, if it was Ed, Zeke, Ron, and Bob,
would have worked.
Maybe
you needed a vowel.
Ezra.
You had the E for Ed. Okay.
Maybe they were Brez. Maybe they'd have been Brez, and they would have been better than Brez. I mean, so many things, so many factors.
That is a dynamite drop.
Thank you.
Higher or lower?
Okay. Let's start off with the Cincinnati Bengals. They check in on the NFL.com power rankings at number 4. Higher or lower?
Lower. I'm not believing them yet. I know they're 2-0. lower, closer to 32. I'd say they're a top 10, but I need to see more of them to solidify them as a top 5 football team in the NFL.
I'm going to go with lower as well. I like the Bengals, but it's inconceivable to me that a team led by Andy Dalton would be there in my rankings. I would put ahead of them the Green Bay Packers. I would put ahead of them right now the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
I would put ahead of them the New England Patriots. That's three at least.
Denver?
I would still take Denver over them, especially with that defense. I probably would rather have Pittsburgh right now, the way that, of course, Ben Roethlisberger and that offense is playing, even though their D's a little bit suspect. So I think they're a good team, but I don't think that they are a top four team in the National Football League.
Higher or lower?
The Denver Broncos this week check in at number 5.
I would say higher, and that would include the flip-flop potentially with the Cincinnati Bengals. So I'd move the Denver Broncos into the top 5, even though there are many questions about the Denver Broncos because of Peyton Manning and his arm.
Yeah, I'd even take Seattle over Cincinnati. I don't care if they're 0-2. That doesn't change how I feel about which team is the better team.
They are who they thought we are. They were.
Denver, with the way their defense is playing, I think that they are certainly, I think that they're in the top 4 in the league right now. I think they're, you got to think they're getting to the AFC Championship again right now based on everything in that conference. It could be a rematch, Denver and New England once again. I just worry about Peyton Manning looks like the ghost of Peyton. I don't even know what he looks like, but
right.
He doesn't look like Peyton Manning anymore. And that's going to be something to monitor. They could fall off a cliff quickly because he has, to me, no more room to have skill deterioration. If his arm gets any softer, any weaker, he's going to have nothing left. So they're there because of their defense more than anything else.
But he could be Dunsky.
The fork is there. The fork's there. It's just a matter of how quickly.
Is it a baby fork or is it an adult fork?
It's a grown fork, but it's not like a
or
jumbo fork.
It's not a pitchfork.
It's not a pitchfork.
It's like a salad fork.
Yes, yeah. There you go. Yeah. Yes.
It's a salad fork. It was after the first half. After the first half against Kansas City, it was a full on dinner fork.
Yeah.
But he rallied.
It was a
it
serving
back.
Fork.
He That's rallied right. it back. Yeah. Pretty soon it's gonna be a salad bowl fork. Yeah.
Higher or lower?
All right, fellas, those New York Jets that we saw in Week 1, they're ranked number 9 on the NFL.com power rankings.
Gosh, higher or lower? Or yeah. Dino, give me that other one. The higher, lower, or
push, push. Push! Push!
I'm not hating on the Jets anymore. I thought the Cleveland Browns should have or could have beaten them week one, but they are living up to the hype there in New York, and they're the best team in New York. And right now, after beating the Cleveland Browns and the Indianapolis Colts, a lot of people's odds-on favorite to make the AFC Championship game again and probably represent us in the Super Bowl, I'd say it's a push. I'd leave them right at 9 until proven otherwise.
You know, it's an interesting squad when you break them down because their defense is top 10 in the league. Their offense has played well for 2 games, but is Ryan Fitzpatrick able to quarterback a team that's in the top 10 of the National Football League? I say no, and therefore they are lower. I don't know. They could make the playoffs.
Sure.
He's never done that. You know that he started more games than anybody in the NFL without making it to the playoffs. So, to me, the jury's still out. But getting Brandon Marshall and Decker were certainly good. Ivory's running the ball well. But I don't know that they're quite that good yet.
And on the flip side,
higher or lower?
The Indianapolis Colts check in at number 17.
Number 17. I'm going to say they should be higher by one spot and put them at 16. And a lot of that has to do with the actual team and forecasting exactly where they'll end up. They play in a very weak division, and in some cases, Houston's probably their best competition, and they're 0-2. So they're going to make the playoffs, and so for that reason, I think they should be slightly higher.
I think higher. I think that they will make the playoffs. I think that they've had what, for them, 2 tough matchups, Buffalo and the Jets. I think when they play teams that are not quite as dominant up front and physical, I think they're going to have a lot more success.
Yeah.
And to me, it's Andrew Luck is going to make amends. He's played poorly. Poorly. Maybe we only have to give up 5 first-round picks to get him. Let's go do it.
All right.
Give us a decade of winning.
That's right.
Higher or lower?
The Chicago Bears are number 32 in the NFL. Higher or lower?
Lower.
Well,
33.
Can't be a lower than. But
push, they're right where they need to be.
Push.
And the more I tune into NFL.com, Bleacher Report, Pro Football Talk, tuning into Tony Grossi, I believe they will have the number one overall pick in next year's draft.
Wow.
The Chicago Bears?
Yes. Chicago Bears.
Replacing Jay Cutler?
They're bad.
They are bad.
They're going to take Bosa.
Trying to think who might be. Who
in
else?
In the 3-4.
Who else is even in the conversation with them to be that bad? I don't think anybody in the AFC is in that conversation. I really don't believe that Philly is quite that bad. New Orleans might be that bad.
Yeah, they got no money on their defense.
Especially.
They could use Bosa.
Especially if Breeze's shoulder is an issue. But yeah, they're down there. Is New Orleans on the list today?
You know what?
Where are they?
I'm BTG, I'm better than Gibbs. Gibbs didn't give me that list. He just gave me these five to ask you guys.
I mean, I think the Saints probably have to be down there.
I would think so.
Tampa's
1-1.
They beat the Saints and got blasted by the Titans.
Okay. They're down there.
All right, guys. And finally.
Higher or lower?
Your Cleveland Browns check in this week at number 25.
The Cleveland Browns, I'm going to say slightly higher. So I'd say 23-24, somewhere in there. In the middle of the pack or on the back end of the 1-1 football teams in the National Football League. But I think the Cleveland Browns right now are a lot like the Jets, a lot like the Indianapolis Colts in regards to they're at a crossroads right now to understand who are we really? Because I think for this Raider football game, if we're a dominant defense, you limit Derek Carr and his weapons. If we're hanging our hat on running the football, you go out and run the football and you play Cleveland Brown style of offense versus the worst defense in all of football. So 4 points and the spread for this football game, I think it should be much more. So I would say higher by a little bit, but I think you win this game decisively, you can jump into the late teens in these power rankings.
All right, so here's how I see it. We're going to do it by the process of we're going to go backwards. I believe that the Cleveland Browns are better than the Washington Redskins. I believe the Cleveland Browns are better than Chicago. I believe they're better than Tampa. I believe they're better than New Orleans, and I believe that they are better than – did I say Washington?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So Washington, Chicago. I'm going to say Detroit.
Jacksonville.
Tampa, New Orleans. That's five out of the NFC. And the 49ers, I think we're about even with. In the AFC, I think we're better than Houston. We're better than Tennessee. We're better than Jacksonville. That's eight. That's eight definitives.
So it puts us at 24.
And we could be better than Oakland. We could be better than – there are a few teams that are in the mix. So I think we're higher than where they currently have us. I think right now we're somewhere between 20 and 24.
All right. That's this week's edition of Higher.
Higher or Lower.
Thank you, Dino, for making it very clear and decisive, allowing us to do our job so well.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes.
Hashtag BTG.
Yes.
All right. Call us up, 216-578-0850. When we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 4, we're going to hear sound bites from Mike Pettine. Last night's Coach Pettine show, Ken Carman and I sat down with the head coach, and he talks about some of the key decisions this week. We'll also get into our game predictions, the Friday forecast, and we'll get into the fantasy football mailbag. Tweet your questions at Browns_daily, and we will get some fantasy football questions in there to help you set your lineups. And don't forget, you can go to FanDuel.com/Zagura. Get in there. Get in my contest. You think you got what it takes to go one-on-one with the great one? Prove it.
Who's the great one?
Me.
Oh, you. Okay. I thought there was somebody else you could get in a contest with.
Push!
How dare you? That's rotten. How dare you?
Have you been beaten in 2 weeks?
FanDuel.com/Segura. Yes, somebody beat me last week. They got some money. You can get in there. You can win up to $500.
Wow.
Yeah. Come on.
What's the buy-in? $5?
$5.
Nice.
Yeah. Turn a little bit of cheddar into a whole lot of cheese, Matt Wilhelm.
With PNC Bank.
That's right. Exactly right. Man, that was a week ago that we were down there. Where's Lady Red?
Lady Red, yeah.
Where's she at?
Her calling.
Yeah, where's Lady Red?
She only listens when we're like 5 minutes away?
Yeah, when we're down in her neighborhood. All right, we'll be back. Coach Pettine right after this.